بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما لكم في المنافقين في يدين والله أركسهم بما كسبوا أتريدون أن تهدوا من أضل الله ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained about the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Now in this ayat, Allah is explaining about those hypocrites whose kufr became clear. A hypocrite is one who pretends to be a Muslim. In his heart he hasn't got iman, but outwardly he'll make namaz, everything, he'll carry on like a Muslim. So it cannot be judged whether he is a Muslim or not. But when they do certain actions which are clear kufr, then it becomes known. So that Allah Ta'ala is referring, first just the translation of the ayat. Allah says, فَمَا لُكُمْ فِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي يَدَيْنِ پھر تم کو کیا ہوا کہ منافقوں کے معلوم بارے میں دو فریق ہو رہے ہو. What has happened to you, O the Muslims, that with regard to the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, you became two groups. وَاللَّهُ أَرْكَسَهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. اور اللہ نے ان کو اُلَدْ دیا بسبب ان کے اعمال کے. And Allah Ta'ala, you made it known, turned them over on account of what they had done. Allah made it clear who they are. أَتُرِيدُونَ أَن تَهْدُوا مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهُ. کیا تم چاہتے ہو کہ راہ پر لاؤ جس کو گمراہ کیا اللہ نے. What do you think you are going to make with those people hidayat whom Allah has caused to go astray. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. اور جس کو گمراہ کرے اللہ ہرگز نہ پاوے گا تو اس کے لیے کوئی راہ. And whom Allah causes to go astray, then nobody can show him the right path, nobody can bring him on the right path. To understand this ayat properly, we have to see the shan-e-nuzul, the occasion when this ayat was revealed. It was revealed when a group of kuffar from Makkah Sharif went to Medina Sharif. And they said that we have become Muslims. And we have come to stay there as Muslims. So they were accepted as such. Then after some time, they came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they said, the weather of Medina Sharif is not suitable to us. We are staying unhealthy. So if you permit us, we will go and stay some other place out of Medina. But we are still Muslims and we'll remain on Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as was usual, he judged just by the outward and he said, yes, all right, go. They went and they kept on moving from place to place till they returned back to Makkah Sharif again. From there they wrote a letter to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they said, we have come back to Makkah Sharif, but be content, have itminan. We are still Muslims, we are on your religion, but we are staying now here in Makkah Sharif. On that then, the Sahaba became divided in two groups. Because at that time, to make hijrah, to come to Medina was for us. And they said, as we have come to Medina, and at the beginning, the weather conditions of Medina Sharif wasn't suitable to them, but we made sabr, we stayed. So they also could stay. Why did they go away? That is a sign that they are not believers. So there's one group of the Sahaba who said that they are munafiqs, they are not true believers. Another group said we should take their outward word. And they saying that they are Muslims, so we should also accept it. And that is exactly the same situation throughout the history of Islam today also. There are those Muslims who all say are Muslims, but their actions belie them. That the actions are such, like going to pray in the church, for example. All those type of things with interfaith business. That makes it clear that their actions prove what they really are. So then the Muslims become divided in two groups like always. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and till today, many of us who say, don't judge them. They are saying they are Muslims, accept them as Muslims. Others are saying, but their actions are such that they've proven themselves to be non-Muslims. Yeah, in this case, Allah revealed the ayat to say they are not Muslims. they are kuffar. Their actions have proven that they are kuffar. And no matter what effort you make, and to bring a actual kafir onto Islam is not so difficult. But to bring a munafiq onto Islam is very hard. He is the one whom Allah has caused his heart to turn after he has seen the light. And Allah's normal system is they don't get the tawfiq of coming back into Islam. After knowing what the truth is, they still don't accept it. And they are the snakes in the grass. They are the worst enemies. So there isn't hope for them to come back. So we also should consider very carefully. Yeah, Allah Himself declared that we will say don't judge anyone. And what He's saying outwardly, that He's a Muslim, etc., we must accept it. But when His actions are such, and clear actions of kufr they do, praying under crosses, etc., and mixing with the kuffar, and going to pray in the temples, and to go and pray in the churches, etc., those are clear signs of a person not being a Muslim. So we all, always, even in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, there was this difference of opinion. Must we regard them as Muslims or not? Yeah, at that time, Wahi was coming down. Allah, who knows the condition of everyone, Allah declared these people are not Muslims. So we must be very careful. In this ayat, Allah said, فَمَا لَكُمْ فِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِيَتِينَ. That why are you disputing with regard to the matters of the munafiqeen? Whereas it was clear that these had become kuffar already. But Allah used the word munafiq because they had shown, they feigned, they belied, and outwardly they showed they are Muslims. That's why Allah is referring to them as munafiq. Otherwise they had become kufr, and Allah, who knows the conditions of the heart of everyone, Allah declares that they have become kafirs. So this we have to, there are two aspects. We ourselves must check our iman, whether what things we do. For example, people who celebrate Christmas celebration, now Easter is coming. People who celebrate Easter holidays, etc. These are all the works of the kuffar. A Muslim doesn't do all those things. Easter eggs, for example, and to having turkeys for Eid, etc. Those are not the works of Muslim people. So we should be careful we don't indulge in any of the kuffar things. We should stick strictly to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, we must see that the people who are with us, who are we following? And who do we keep friends with? With these enemies of Allah Ta'ala, we keep friends and we give them respect, we give them honor, etc. That is totally wrong also. Your friend's friend is your friend, and your friend's enemy is your enemy. The enemies of Allah are our enemies also. And the friends of Allah are our friends. So we should give all this, and the Quran teaches and guides us in all these matters. We should take this lesson and make our life accordingly. May Allah give us proper understanding of deen and the proper amal of deen, and may Allah be pleased and accept from us. Wa akhiru da'wana.